Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. Today here on Blog Talk Radio, we are delighted to be with you once again for our show. What a blessing of the Lord it is. Thank God for this opportunity. As always, we say, and we do mean it from the depths of our heart. We thank God for the opportunity, for everything that He's given us to do and is enabling us to do. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we just want to give a great big shout out to each and every one of you. Say welcome again for being with us here on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. And just pray that, you know, that all is well with you, praise God, and things are getting along much better. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We will be having our prayer today as per usual, and we do ask that you will join in with us as we pray. We are also going to come back and we're going to be talking a little bit about the subject matter we talked about on last week, where we were talking about, obsessions and behaviors and certain things like that, that we're talking about that. We're going to get into a little bit more. We're still dealing with that psychological manipulation a little bit, some of those terms that we kind of talked about. And we'll be talking a little bit about that today. We're talking a little bit about resentment as it pertains to the subject matter and, of course, dealing with anger. We're going to get deeper into resentment later on, but we kind of want to touch base on it today as that is one of those psychological terms that that we had mentioned of when we gave prior to a few weeks ago, as a matter of fact, when we were just sharing on, with the introductory portion of what we were going to do. So that is also there. And, of course, as I said, we'll elaborate a little bit more in depth when we get further down the road on that particular subject as well. But, again, hearty shout-out and welcome to each and every one of you that are here with us today here for the Let's Talk Dr. Lily Radio Show. I'm, as you know, Apostle Prophet Dr. Lillian Robinson Condesso. And thank God, praise God, praise Him. Things, we've had some challenges here today, but nevertheless, we are pressing in just the same. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, as you know, our calling number for the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show is 1-646-478-4952. To reach us for prayer and counseling, feel free to call us at 305-917-5223. Or 786-991-4818. That is our office number specifically, but you can reach us on either number, praise God, number 3 is the Lord. Our website also is at www.lrobinsoncondesoministries.org and, of course, www.apostlecondeso.com. And, again, a hearty shout-out and welcome. We're going to get right into the music and play a few songs, and then we'll come back and we're going to pray. And then after that, we'll get into our teaching. Praise God, we have today. We have some scriptures we're going to be sharing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just say thank you again for being with us once again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let your friends and neighbors know that we're on the air. And I pray that something that we say today, hallelujah. Glory to God, will touch you. Praise God. And so perhaps we'll bring some healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And to your emotions as well. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Listen and be blessed.
I've been saved.
Praise Him. Praise His name.
Jesus is free.
Have your way. Hallelujah. Glory to the seat of the real shit. Tante de 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 Santa Ramoshata. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, glory to the Yosha. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We just thank you now, Father. We just praise and magnify your name. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're my God, and I thank you that I can call on you, Lord God, on behalf of myself and on behalf of those that I lift up to you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and even as we are on today, Father God, we lift up these, our listening audience, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those that are in, those that are coming in, and those that will come in for the archives, Lord God, and listen later on, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give praise. Hallelujah, glory to God, honor and glory, hallelujah, to your name. We thank you, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and all the challenges, all the ups, the downs, the ins and outs, and oh, my God, everything that seemed to happen sometimes, Lord God, the distractions that come, my Father, to try to just keep you from getting to where you need to go or to do what you need to do. Oh, my Father, thank you that even through all of that, my Father, you are faithful, you are faithful, you are faithful. And I thank you today, oh, God, as I lift my voice on high, hallelujah, glory to God, for your faithfulness and how you enable us, Father God, to just come to our Father, to be boldly by the grace, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Through Jesus Christ and what he's done on the cross of Calvary for us, that we have access, that we can come boldly, hallelujah, and we can lay, hallelujah, all of our petitions at the altar. Lord, we thank you that we can do that today, and we praise you today, even as I'm praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I'm thanking, Father God, and I'm thankful and asking you, oh God, to touch, hallelujah, those that are going through in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know every situation. You know every circumstance. You know every problem. There is nothing hidden from your eyes. Those that stand in need of physical healing, we know the word declares that by the stripes of Jesus we are healed. And, Lord, we claim that. We know the scripture tells us, my Heavenly Father, that we can send the word. And, oh, God, that the healing will come, Lord God, and destructions, Father God, they will be delivered from. So we just thank you now, even as we pray now, in the name of Jesus. With Psalm 107, verse 20, Father, we just send that word out through the airways, oh, God, in Jesus' name. And we say, be healed in Jesus' name and delivered from all those things that are pressing against you right now. In the name of Jesus, be delivered. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for your loving embrace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Not anything that we can do of ourselves or thinking that we may deserve, but God, because of your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord, once again. Hallelujah. Glory to God for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we are anticipating, hallelujah, glory to God, greater things coming to our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And every hindering force, hallelujah, that it has a bow and back up and go. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to the Rosh Hashanah, in the name of Jesus, loose, 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 and let go in Jesus' name. Turn loose and let go in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Father, those that are reaching, those that are striving for the right. They're doing all they know how to do, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, as you reach out to help them, to pull them on. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, those that are crying out for mercy and grace, oh, Father God, they are coming forth with forgiveness on their lips and their hearts, and they're speaking it, Father God. Forgive them, Father God, and strengthen them, undergird them in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Your grace and your mercy, oh, my Father, we thank you for it today, and we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We don't know and understand everything, but thank God you do. In the name of Jesus, when we praise you, Lord God, you make known your ways, directions, Father God, pathways, oh God, for us to follow, and help us to follow those pathways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we may not understand the reason why. But, oh, my God, we know that, Jesus, you have the answer. You have the answer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know that it's there. And as we continue to step forth, move forth by faith in the name of Jesus, we will find our answers. We will find the solution. They will come to us somehow, or we will be taken to them. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for it being a done deal. We give you praise, honor, and glory, and we thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus. Have your way continually. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, regardless of where they are, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your divine touch today, as only you, hallelujah, can touch these thy people. Hallelujah, glory to God, that are seeking, crying, and asking. Lord, they are believing. They are standing in position. Some of them trying to get in position. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for reaching out and for touching them, each and every one, in Jesus' name. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, henceforth and forevermore, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And thank God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. We praise you, my Father. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, we do, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We give you the glory. Have your way. Have your way, hallelujah, glory to God. Have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord, in the season of the apostasy, oh, glory to God, yes, Lord, in the day, yes, God, break and remove that with depression. In the name of Jesus, take it away. In the name of Jesus, move depression from all those that are fresh. Break that, oh God, from over their minds. And Jesus, set captive free in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh God, I thank you, Lord. And I give you praise for it being done. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. More music to come. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The SOUL series, Emotions, the Mind, the Will, the Emotions, Part 4, Part 5. Dealing with the emotions, and the subject of anger. Indirect aggression and obsessive behavior is what we're going to talk a little bit about today. And we're going to be talking a little bit about one of the words that's in the description of these particular terms. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And kind of just share a little bit on that on today. We had planned on going a different way with that. Praise God. A little bit different anyhow. But as it turned out, you know, something happened and on all of that with the computer that we had, it just seemed like it kind of disappeared. We said, okay, came back in, and of course God just kind of enabled us to be able to pull it back together and fix it, praise the Lord, and bring it forth today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We have quite a few of these words and terms that we're going to talk a little bit under this particular subject matter and dealing with indirect aggression and also of obsessive behavior, and kind of do a tie-in on that when we get to the bottom of that per se. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Now, indirect aggression such as stockpiling resentment that are expressed behind people's back, given the silent treatment or understanding of or under the breath mutterings, and of course I know we all can attest at some point, time, or another, which we've done that too, avoiding eye contact or putting people down. Now, and the key word that we're going to talk today about is resentment a little bit. And also as it pertains to anger, because we're going to see the breakdown of that, hallelujah, glory to God, as it goes into anger, as it represents or is represented by anger as well. When we talk about that, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, with all of these different words that we are using, terms we're using, they're all dealing with the emotions. And again, like I said, we are dealing with the overall subject of, praise God, or topic per se at this time, a subtopic we should say, and talking about anger. But this is all a part of that anger, praise God, that we were talking about, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, when we started touching based on that psychological, on that particular subject that we're talking about, because it's all, it's in our psyche, it's in our, get into our mind, our being, and then of course we find that things starts to happen in our spirit, and my God, before you know anything, you're really just, you're overcome by such massiveness of this. And I'm hearing, so there's so much that's going on. I mean, and just listen, we all can tend to identify with that with regard to what's happening in this in the world today. And there's so much anger that is around, and it's so sad, you know, that we have to come to that place where God has exonerated us, that He is from things that we have gone through and done and so on and so forth, but yet, you know, there's such a hatred type of connection that is still there in so many people's hearts and eyes, and they don't understand, praise God, that God is love, and God wants us to love one another. You know, we can cover a lot if we can just get into the place of just really loving one another. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, too, as we're getting into that particular subject where we're talking about love. But, you know, we're talking about this resentment today. And as I said, praise God, you know, it's kind of hard. It's difficult. And we can see it so much. I mean, in working, I remember when I was out in corporate America, I could see it there. I mean, I work in nursing. I've seen it there. It's, I mean, my God, and just families, so sure enough in families as well as you know, in the church world that we've been with and been around and all that. It's everywhere, you know, and it's just sad. It's sad. But we're just going to touch a little bit on this anyhow, praise God, to just kind of bring some more light. And, you know, the fact that what the Word of God has to say about anger, just a few additional scriptures on what God is saying about the word, the term anger. And we're talking about, as I said, resentment. Resentment is also called wranglement or bitterness, and is a mixture of disappointments, anger, and fear. It comprises the three basic emotions of disgust, sadness, and surprise. The perception of injustice. As the surprise or injustice become less frequent, so too fades anger and fear, leaving disappointment as the predominant emotion. So to the extent perceived disgust and sadness remain, the level of disappointment also remains. Resentment can be triggered by an emotionally disturbing experience felt again or relived in the mind. When the person feeling resentment is directing that emotion at himself or herself, it appears as a remorse. Robert C. Solomon, a professor of philosophy at the University of Texas at Austin, places resentment on the same continuum as anger and contempt, and he argues that the difference between the three are that resentment is anger directed toward a higher status individual, anger is directed toward an equal status individual, and contempt is anger directed toward a lower status individual. Resentment is the foundation of hatred. It is not one of Paul Ekman's six basic emotions: surprise, disgust, happiness, sadness, anger, and fear. The word originates from fear, the resentir, and of course it's a R-E, re-intensive prefix, and sentir, to feel, from the Latin sentire. The English word has become synonymous with anger and spite. Now, to focus on additional scriptures regarding the anger, we have wanted to kind of share these few scriptures today. And like I said, we can just kind of touch base on it. We're going to do a little deeper teaching on resentment when we get further down in there, praise God. But I want to just kind of bring these scriptures to light. You know, that's what I said even in the prayer this morning and today. You know, I kind of give a little brief testimony. Before I go, it was just so amazing because, like I said, I'm talking about the scripture I'm going to share. It's talking about graciousness and mercy, and mercifulness of God. This is what it's all about. And a young lady, my daughter had gone and done some, taken some, as much as she'd gone on an errand today. And on the way back, she came in contact with a lady, and her work that she does, her ministry deals with such as helpfulness and helping people and doing things and so on and so forth, and just showing that love. And that's the title of her ministry, is Grace and Mercy. So it's amazing, you know, when we think about that. God has ways of getting answers to us when we're not even thinking about it. Praise God. Amen. Well, that's why we have to be sensitive to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you never know when He's going to come in with an answer to give you exactly what you need to hear at that present time. And that's one of my favorite songs. His Grace and Mercy has brought me on through. Praise God. To God be the glory. Because I move in that at all times. Believe me, if I didn't have His grace and mercy, where would I be? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't even begin to imagine. Psalm 145:8. The Lord is gracious, mercy, anger, and great in loving kindness. Proverbs 22:24-25. Do not associate with a man given to anger, or go with a hot-tempered man, or you will learn his ways and find a snare for yourself. Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Romans 12:17-21. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of men, if possible. And that is a condition, if possible, because sometimes you may find that it may seem almost impossible. Sometimes you cannot do it in your own strength. You need help from God Almighty to do it. So far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Read more, hallelujah, glory to God, on that, praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him a drink of water, is what that is references. And so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And, of course, Matthew 7:12, and everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophets. Amen. More to come. Come back and join us as we pick back up on our subject matter. Praise God by the grace of God on our next show. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We're going to go back to the music for a few minutes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then we'll come back in just a bit. Amen. Listen and be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we come to the close of another show, we will come back and end the show with this song, By the Grace of God. But I just want to take a moment and just remind you again that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we ask that you would take a moment and just get to yourself and just ask Jesus to come into your heart, to ask him to save you, to wash you, to cleanse you. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God, of any and all impurities, any and all sin that you are known and that you have known that you've done or you're involved with or anything of that nature, anything the Holy Spirit has brought back to your mind or bring it to your mind that you've done and need to confess or repent of. We pray that you will open your mouth and repent. Ask God to forgive you, ask Jesus to forgive you and to receive you unto himself, to wash you, cleanse you, purify you. Oh, regardless of what it is, it doesn't matter what it is that you've gone through, what you're doing, what you're experiencing. If you, as the message was today, the teaching was today, grace, and it's, I'm talking about the grace of God, the mercy, and all of that, he is gracious and he is merciful. All we have to do is partake and receive of what he has given and what he's appropriated for us. So all we have to do is say, yes, God, I'm willing, I want that, and I appreciate that, I receive that, I believe, I receive. Hallelujah, glory to God. And the word declares that we believe it, and hallelujah, glory to God, then we have the opportunity, we shall receive. So that is what I'm saying to you today, to open your heart, open your mouth, and say, Jesus, come into my heart, I ask you to forgive me of all sin, wash me and cleanse me, oh God, in Jesus' name, and fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. And God, I thank you and I praise God for you, and I thank God that he's going to do just that in your life. Hallelujah. As we come and coming closer to the Christmas holiday, praise God there. I know there are going to be many things that are going to come, many things that's going to try to happen in your life, around your life, but it's more important that you would ask Jesus to get closer to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't say that enough. I can't emphasize that enough. Get closer to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Allow him to come closer to you. And it's simple. Just asking him to come into your heart and repenting of anything that you know that you are doing. Hallelujah. And receive him unto yourself, because he certainly will receive you as you open that door to him. Amen. Until next time, come back and be with us again. Hallelujah. Glory to God for the Less Talk With That Little Radio Show. And as we go forth and continue to teach on our subject matter, we'll be digging a little bit deeper, praise God, on our next show, praise the Lord, as it pertains to, hallelujah, glory to God, our subject matter and dealing with the mind, the S-O-U-L series, the mind, will, and the emotions, specifically the emotions. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. We love you now. Until then, bye.